You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Well, I would like to welcome TNT Fireworks to the Mark White Show family. If you would like to find a location of TNT Fireworks near you, go to TNTFireworks.com. Thank you again to TNT Fireworks for being a sponsor and a partner of The Mark White Show.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
On October 23rd, 2015, emergency personnel responded to Meadowland Apartments in Rogersville, Alabama, and found the body of Connie Ridgway. She had been brutally murdered in her Rogersville apartment. 6.5 years later, the individual who confessed to her murder, the accused, was able to escape. At the time, Austin and Cameron Williams thought that Casey White was actually being held at the Donaldson facility and not the Lauderdale County Detention Center. If Austin and Cameron searched the Alabama Corrections Database, it would have shown that Casey White was in Donaldson Prison. Instead, Casey had been at the Lauderdale County Detention Center and not Donaldson because his attorneys had requested that Casey White be moved because they could not get their laptops into Donaldson. When the request was made for Casey to be transferred to Lauderdale County Detention Center, the victims, all parties involved, should have been notified that a transfer was taking place. Instead, Austin and Cameron, like the rest of the world, had to find out that the escape happened not from Donaldson facility, but from Lauderdale County Detention Center. Currently, we're working on Connie's Law, which would be a way to empower victims of violent crimes, not to re-victimize them by placing a violent criminal close to their family and put them in a location where victims feel unsafe, but rather give the victims the power to know where the offender is located at all times. We believe that this is a judicial issue, and we are working toward Connie's Law, which will get the bill into the Alabama legislature, get it passed through the House, through the Senate, and have it signed by the governor. Right now, I do have with me Ms. Ricky Martin to share about her own experience, because we want to reinforce that this is a victim issue, and we want to reinforce that we want to move the power from the offender, from the court system, to the victims, and allow them the opportunity to have a voice again when it comes to the person who made their life so difficult. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Ricky Martin.
Thank you.
I know it's hard to express sometimes what your family went through during the time that your brother was murdered. You also expressed that your mom had a stroke because of this situation. When a violent crime occurs, just like in Austin and Cameron's situation, more than one person suffers. It's a lot of people who suffer.
That's correct. It's the family, the close ones, the immediate family, more than some maybe the outside people.
When we talk about an offender and we talk about the fear that an offender can put into the lives of the innocent, those who continue to live, what was it in particular about the offender in your given situation that created fear for you and your family?
Well, my brother and his daughter lived across the road, and it was his daughter's boyfriend that actually shot my brother in his sleep. He had been to my house several times, and so he knew exactly where I lived. My mom lived with us, and I was afraid of what, if he can kill someone in their sleep, shoot them four times, what does that mean that he could do to me or to my mom or to my husband or to my dogs? You know, and I had written a letter after he was sentenced to life to the Department of Corrections and asking them not to move him north of Jefferson County. I thought if he was to escape, then they would know about it. But then again, I found out that he, in 2018, they had moved him to Decatur to work release.
What type of process, Ricky, when you made that request for him not to be moved north of Jefferson County, did you have to go through the red tape, so to speak, to even get to an individual that could have responded with authority?
I actually wrote the letter to the director of the Department of Corrections, and I received no response. I just didn't receive anything. Like, they didn't acknowledge my letter at all. So I had written to Steve Marshall, who was the DA at the time my brother was murdered, and he was the DA in Marshall County over the case. And then he was elected Attorney General, and he didn't respond to my request. So I went to Montgomery, to the Department of Corrections, after I called them, and they told me that it wasn't up to me of who could be moved or where they could be moved. It was up to the Department of Corrections. So I went down there. I'm not afraid. I went to Montgomery, and I confronted them. You know, they need to think about us. They need to think about our family, the families of the people who have been hurt in this situation. Now, I am my only child. My brother was supposed to be here to help me take care of our mom, who now is in assisted living because I can't take care of her by myself. And they finally moved him back. I don't know, can't remember exactly where, but it's south of Jefferson County. But how can, just like this white guy, how can they move him back to where he actually did the crime? And how could they move the guy that killed my brother to Decatur to work release? That makes no sense. You've got people in there that have maybe wrote bad checks, maybe stole a car or two, maybe some marijuana or some type of nonviolent drug possession, put them on work release. Don't put somebody who's in there for life for a murder and think that they're not going to do it again. How many times do you see it happening again?
How did you find out about Connie's Law and what we were trying to do to help victims?
I saw, I believe it was you on Channel 19 News talking about wanting to start this law. And it touched my heart because I have always tried to, how can I prevent this from happening to someone else? And yet it has happened to someone else. It's happened to these two young men that lost their mother, just like I lost my brother, for no reason at all.
You expressed to me, Ricky, that you feel like an underdog. And one of the things that I heard you say when you were talking about a response from corrections, that it's not up to you. When you are a victim, the word victim almost says underdog.
Yes.
What can we do to take the victim and make them the one that has the ability to speak for their family, to speak for what they've suffered, what they've gone through, and to say, we want to help in the decision-making process of this person who terrorized our family and has disrupted our life?
I think that comes down to our elected officials being willing to listen to us, to talk to us, not to just pass us by. They don't want to hear. If you go to one of their rallies and you want to ask a question, they ignore you and turn around and walk off because they don't want to answer the hard questions. They want to answer the easy questions. And to me, this is a hard question. They are the ones that have to write the law. They are the ones that have to pass it in the Senate, the House, whatever. I'm not good at this. And get it to the governor's desk to sign it. And she's got to sign that. And she needs to think about her own family. What if it was her family that these laws need to be changed?
That's exactly what Austin Williams says. What if it were your mother? And putting yourself in the shoes of Austin and Cameron and thinking about, what would you do if it was your mother? Would you want this to be in place, or would you rather it not be in place?
No, I want it to be in place for whoever is a victim. And as I was told that my brother was the victim of the crime, but we are a victim also because we are in family. And now that it's gone 13 years doesn't make it any easier. Some of it I can remember, and then some of it I can't. But when you wake up in the middle of the night and God is telling you to get up and look on the Department of Corrections to see where he is, then you are a victim.
Absolutely. Folks, right now, we are in Priceville, Alabama, and I'm talking to Ricky Martin. She lost her brother 13 years ago to a violent murder. He was asleep in a chair and shot 4 times. And the individual who shot and killed him was able to be transferred to a location nearby where her family lived. This was concerning to Ricky and her family. They had already struggled after mom had a stroke, and this caused major problems for their family. If you can imagine losing someone in such a way, not having closure, no last words to a family member, you don't get to say goodbye, and now you have to live with the fact that the person who took your loved one's life continues to live and enjoy a certain level of life after taking someone's life. That is a hard pill to swallow. And for Austin and Cameron, when we think about Connie Ridgway, she was murdered. They didn't have an opportunity to say goodbye to their mother. And now we have a situation within our legal system where an inmate can be transferred without the victim's knowledge, without the family say-so. And what we're asking for through Connie's Law is an opportunity when a request is made for a transfer that all parties involved be part of that conversation. If there's a hearing, let them be part of the hearing. Let the family know at all times where the person who disrupted their life so badly is located. And we'll see if we can make it happen. I believe that there are people who want to empower victims. They don't want to re-victimize the victims. And that's what we're here today as we're talking to Ricky Martin. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. A big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about a special law that we are working on called Connie's Law. This law is being established because of the situation that Austin and Cameron Williams found themselves in after the accused was able to transfer from Donaldson Prison to Lauderdale County Detention Center. Beyond Connie Ridgway's family, there are others who are victims of this individual. When the inmate is transferred from Donaldson Prison to Lauderdale County Detention Center and the family does not know, and that individual is allowed to leave the Lauderdale County Detention Center with a jailer, and the family finds out that Casey was not at Donaldson, but rather Lauderdale County Detention Center, we need to do something about it. I have with me right now Ricky Martin, and her brother was murdered. And she had a similar experience when it came to the offender, this individual being transferred to a location where her family was very uncomfortable and made their life difficult. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Ricky Martin.
Thank you.
I have never lost anyone in this way, but working with Austin and Cameron for the past 6.5 years and understanding their grief and the loss of their mother, I've tried to do what I can to have a legacy for Connie Ridgway, that the legacy is not the night she was found brutally murdered on October 23rd, 2015, but the legacy are the things moving forward that change because of Connie Ridgway's death. And Connie's Law is a great way to honor Connie, and it's also a really good way to give the power back to the victims, to the family members who have gone through what Austin and Cameron have. And I know you're able to speak on that because you lost your brother in this way.
Yes, I agree. But once the trial is over with, or once your family member is buried, nobody else cares about you. I mean, they, you know, you're gone. I mean, they don't care where the offender is. They don't care where you are. They don't care about the circumstances. They don't care that this person knows where you live. You know, just, I'm sometimes I'm at a loss for words that we can't get any of our elected officials to see what we're talking about. They need to, I mean, I don't want anyone to die. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anyone to get killed in any way or take their life in any way. But they need to feel what we feel.
At least sympathy, because you can't empathize if you're not, if you haven't experienced that, but you can at least have sympathy.
Yes.
And say, Ricky, I am going to work with you because I understand you're in pain. I understand that you have concerns, and I'm going to take your concerns seriously, and I'm going to do the very best I can to make sure that you and your family, after what you've gone through, have the opportunity to have as happy a life as possible. And I know that's difficult with a loved one gone in this way, but there are things that we can do to make your life better and to not have you living in fear.
Yes, and just to feel safe. Knowing where the offender is just to be able to feel safe where you live.
And I think it's a step in the right direction. Austin and Cameron should have known where Casey was. When he escaped, they should have known where he escaped from. And they did not. And as I've said to you, it's not on the judge. It's not on the attorneys making the request. It's not on Casey White. It's not on anybody. The fact that there wasn't something in place. We want to put something in place so that the next time this does happen with Connie's Law in place, we can look and say, you were supposed to have done this and you did not do it. Then you have issues with people who did not follow through. But at this point right now, there wasn't something in place, and we're simply saying, let's put something in place that makes the victims' families feel better about the situation, give them that voice. If there's a hearing to be had, and let's say that I live in Limestone County, and I live in Harvest in Limestone County, or Madison County, and I am very close to the Limestone County Correctional Facility. If someone murdered a family member of mine, I would not want them down the street from me at Limestone County Correctional Facility.
That's true.
I know that there are other prisons around the state that that person can be located, and they can trade whatever they need to do. They can trade an inmate for an inmate, and take that individual away from me. And also, let's say that you moved from where you currently live. And let's say that you moved, for example, to Mobile, Alabama.
Right.
If the inmate were then transferred to where you live in Mobile, Alabama, that would be as concerning.
Yes.
And you should at least say, look, by the way, I have family that lives in Mobile, and this is why they should not be moved there either.
Yes.
And wherever the transfer request arises, wherever they're looking at transferring that individual, you should be able to say, this is why this individual should not be in this location.
Yes. I am, or supposedly am, on the Department of Corrections notification of him. His name is Alex Wally. Well, what does that notify me of? I'm on there, but what is that going to notify me of? Maybe they might let me know when he's coming up for parole. But to be honest with you, with the experience that I have had with the Department of Corrections, I really doubt they're going to let me know when he comes up for a hearing.
And we don't want to put that on the Department of Corrections, to be honest. We want to go all the way back to the attorneys requesting, or the fact that there has been a request for a transfer when a judge says this person is going to be transferred. It goes back to the judges if the judge makes that decision. Right. And when the judge gets the transfer order, or even if a supervisor from the prison says, I want to transfer, that is when the family should be notified in real time that this process is beginning. Mm-hmm. Not after the transfer, not waiting for it to pop up on the correctional website that this individual has been moved. And as I said, for Austin and Cameron, they could have looked for the past 3 months and never mm-hmm. seen that he was moved to Lauderdale County Detention Center, so that was useless.
Right.
Families need to know in real time.
Exactly.
And they need to be involved, and that's what we're saying with Connie's Law.
Yes, I agree.
I hope that this conversation is helpful to you, and it allows you the opportunity to not be the underdog, but to have a voice now, because you're now sharing for your brother. You're carrying a torch for your brother now.
Yes.
And you're carrying a torch for other victims who have gone through similar circumstances as you have, and saying, I'm not an underdog. I'm an individual who's going to stand up, and we're going to have our voice be heard, and we are going to fight for this.
Yes.
So that others are not re-victimized, but rather, as I've said, empowered, and put them in a position where they feel strong and not weak.
Yes.
The time for weakness for victims is over. It's time for victims to be allowed to be strong. And each step that we can take, each time that we can show compassion, we can show kindness, and we can put ourselves in their shoes, we're offering that strength back to victims.
I agree. And I will do whatever I can do to hopefully get this Connie's Law passed.
Thank you, Ricky Martin, for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Ricky Martin, like her brother, like Connie Ridgway, like Austin and Cameron Williams, and all those who have been victimized by offenders. And we hope that you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know that you care about this story, about this message, about this effort called Connie's Law. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Before we close out today's show, I would like to welcome TNT Fireworks to the Mark White Show family. If you would like to find a location of TNT Fireworks near you, go to TNTFireworks.com. Thank you again to TNT Fireworks for being a sponsor and a partner of The Mark White Show. Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.